We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Nida, Halacha Aleph, Paragraph Vav. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'yalkein tzricha hakala lispur shiva nekiyim. Based on what we've been learning here, we'll understand why even a new bride is required to count 7 days of purification before the wedding. Even if she did not see any sighting of blood. Why? Rav Nosson Zal explains. Because of the fact that when she gets married, we said that the woman represents the Malchus. And we're talking about elevating the Malchus. That's what Rabbeinu Zal is speaking about in the chapter on the Likutei Moran, Torah Lamed, that this halacha is based on. Being male the Malchus to the Oyer Haponim. And the beginning of the aliyah of the malchus that's represented by the woman takes place when she gets married. Ki koidem sheni says, because before she gets married, ein lo shlemus. She is not considered complete. Ve'oz yesh lohem yeniko mimeno. And therefore, at that time, the sitra achra, the klipois, are able to draw from her. Kimuva b'maymar gzela, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 69 in Likutei Moran, Al Inyan Kiddushin, where he talks there about being mekadesh a woman, that when a woman gets married, it's called Kiddushin. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Samachtes. So that before that, the Sitra Achra is drawing from her. V'alkein koidem hanisuin she'oz maschil tikuna v'aliyosa tzricho limnois shiva nekiyim kemoi hanidu kanal. And it's for this reason that before the woman gets married, which is the time when her tikun and aliyah is going to begin, she has to count 7 days of purity like a woman who is nida, like a woman who actually saw tamei blood. V'oz mekabeles sheva brochis. And by this bride counting those 7 days before the wedding, she draws upon herself the seven brochis. V'nichneses l'chupa. And with that she goes into the chupa. Ki hasheva brochis heim b'chinas chesed shekolu misheva kanal. Because the sheva brochis, Rav Nosson Zal says, represents the sphere of chesed, which we mentioned earlier, is a composite of all seven spheroids of the set, Chesed through Malchus. We mentioned that the Zohar HaKadosh refers to Chesed as Yoima Do'ozilim Kula Yoimin. It's the day that goes with all the other days. Based on that pasuk, Yoimam Yitzava Hashem Chazdoi. V'al Yodom Nikzeres Mehem. And through this Chesed, through this Sheva Brochis, which is this Chesed, that cuts the connection to the Sitra Achra, that separates the Malchus of Kedusha from the Malchus of the Sitra Achra, v'oilo el oyer haponim, and it allows the Malchus of Kedusha, which is represented by this woman, to go up to the oyer haponim al yedei hachupa, through the ceremony of the chupa, shehu bechinas bina, almadosi. The chupa represents bina, oilam haba. Kamo Shamru, as the Medrash says, Losid, in the future, Losid means in Olam Haba, Kol Tzadik Nichve Mechuposoi Shel Chaveroi. Each Tzadik will be burned from the Chuppah of the Tzadik above him. So we see that again in Olam Haba is where you have this Chuppah. Chuppah means Makifin. Chuppah is something that encircles them, like a sukkah, like a sukkah. That's why it's referred to as Bina. Bina is called Ima, the Mesakeches al Benon, the mother who covers over, who hovers over her children, like a sukkah or like a chuppah. Both of these represent this Bina. So again, we want the Malchus to be able to go up to this level of Oyer Haponim, which is referred to sometimes as Bina. So in the case of the bride, we say that by her counting these Shiva Nekiyim, she severs the connection with the Sitra Achra, and she draws upon herself the Chesed, which is Koilel all seven spheroids. That's the Sheva Brachas. And in entering into the Chuppah, that's when she's connecting to this Bina, this Oyer Haponim. Ukemuva bedivrei Rabbeinu in Neiro Yoer b'mayimar b'ha Eloischa. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 21 in Likut Imran, Ayin Shom, look over there. Shal yidei hachupa mekabeles oyer haponim b'shivas yimei amishta. Ayin Shom. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that through the ceremony of the chupa, the kala receives that oyer haponim throughout the shiva yimei mishta, throughout the sheva brachos that follow the wedding. And this is what the Gemara says in the beginning of Masechta Kala, which is one of the Masechtos Ktanos. Kala, b'loy bracha, asura kenido kanal. That a bride without sheva brachos is forbidden to her husband like a nido, like a woman who is impure. Ki kol zman she'eno mekabelas ha-sheva brachos, because so long as this bride has not received these sheva brachos, meaning she hasn't gone through those shiva nekiyim, that counting of shiva nekiyim, she has not separated herself from the malchus of the sitra achra. V'al kein hi bebchinas nida. Therefore, she's in the category of nida. Now, Rav Nosson Zal adds another two pieces to this, two interesting pieces. Paragraph Zayin, v'zeh sheshiaru Rabbi Seinu Zal, and this is why the Gemara in Nida Daf Nun Ches, and also the Mishnah Negoim, Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, tells us that the way that we, when we're examining a stain of a woman, a blood stain, to see that it's the proper size, that it can be considered Tomei, shiur kesem besairos. The Gemara gives us the size, the minimum size of a stain, the Gemara measures it in hairs. Dahainu shloishim v'sheish se'orois. 36 hairs. Ki ha-malchus hu bebechinas sarois, kemoi shemavurshom. Because malchus is referred to by the hair, as Rabbeinu Zal discussed over there in Torah Lamed, that this halacha is based on. Sara Uchma, black hair, Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in the beginning of that halacha, in the beginning of that Torah, chapter 30, Rabbeinu Zal discusses this. V'hashir hu sholosh al sholosh adashois, v'chol achas arba sairos. And again, the Gemara and the Mishnah over there tell us that the size is the measurement of 3 by 3 lentils. If you would line up 3 lentils lengthwise, 3 lentils widthwise, and each lentil is the size of 4 hairs. Ayin b'Shulchan Aruch, look in Shulchan Aruch, Yoredeya Simen Kuf Tzadik Aleph, Sif Hei, where it speaks about this. It speaks about a woman seeing a stain in terms of what the size of the stain has to be in order for it to be considered possibly Tomei. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, he's going to show us the connection between this size that's mentioned in Halacha and how it connects to the Kabbalistic interpretation here. Ki hamalchus klula misholosh al sholosh shehem teisha sfirois. Because we know the Malchus is a composite of 3 times 3, which is the 9 sfirois above it. The Keser Chochma Bina is 1 unit of 3. Chesed Gvura Tiferes is the next unit of 3. Netzach Hoyed Yesoid is the 3rd unit of 3. Those 3 units of 3 are what feed into the Malchus. The Malchus is a composite of the 9 spheroids above it. The Malchus has nothing of its own, no light of its own. It receives from those 9 feeding into it. Kihi Asiris, because the Malchus is number 10, Uklula mikulam. It's a composite of the 9 above it. So that's why you have the 3. That's why you have the 3 by 3 that it says over there. That the size of a kesem, a stain, is 3 adashim by 3 adashim. Vihi bechinas dalid. And we know that malchus is also referred to as by the letter dalid. Sheklula me'arbo oilomois, kemoish mevorsham. Because the malchus is a composite of the 4 worlds. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Lamed. U'bechol oilom klula miteishanal. And in each one of those 4 worlds, the malchus is a composite of the 9 spheroids of keser through yesoid. So it's 9 times 4, which is the 36. V'alkein heim shloishim v'sheish saros. That's why the shear, the size of a stain, is 36 hairs. Kies ze l'uma ze oso lekim kayadua. Because the kedusha and the tumah, lahavdol, always parallel each other. Just like in the kedusha, the malchus of kedusha is represented by this 36, so too the malchus of the sitrachra, the tumah, the stain of dam nida, is also measured by 36. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds one additional piece. Ustam vest lamed yoim. We know that the normal cycle of a woman, the standard cycle, is referred to in the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara as 30 days, a 30-day cycle. Dahainu bekol chodesh. Every month, the woman goes through her ups and downs. Why? Why bedafka monthly? Kihi bebechinas levona. Because the woman is associated with the moon. Shehi bechinas malchus. Habechinas hamalchus. Shemis ma'etes bekol chodesh. That's the concept of the malchus, which becomes smaller every month. It reaches a certain peak at the 15th of the month, and then it goes down, down. V'alkein osur lechadei shalavona koidim sheyavru olav shiva yomim. And this is why, al pi Kabbalah, a person is not supposed to be mechadesh, the new month, until 7 days after the moilad. It's got to be 7 days after the new moon is born, to wait 7 days before doing the Kiddush HaChodesh, what we call Kiddush Levana. Bebechinas Shiva Nekiyim Hanal. This is the concept of these 7 days of purification. Ki miyut hayoreach ubechinas shlitosom. Because when we see the moon becoming smaller, the shrinking of the moon represents the shlita of the sitrachra, that the sitrachra has a control. Ki ikar koichom al yedei miyut upegam hayoreach kiyadua. Because the main strength of the sitrachra comes from the lessening and the defectiveness of the moon. As the Zohar Chodesh says in Bereishis Taf Yud Ches, and in other places in the Zohar Chodesh. Ukeshimas cheles lehismalois. And when the moon starts up again, when it starts filling up at the moilad, when the new moon is born and it starts growing, ze bechinas toharasa. That's the concept of it, the purification that's taking place, purification of the malchus. Kemuva, as is brought in the Zohar HaKodesh, Parshas Vayeshev, Daf Kuf Tzadik Beis, and also the Beis Yosef mentions this in Or HaChaim, Simen Tov Chavov, where he speaks about the Kiddush Levona. Shehimis Chadeshes Umitaheres, whereby the moon becomes renewed and purified like a woman who becomes new and pure to her husband. V'alkein Tzrichen Lahamtin Shiva. That's why by Kiddush Levona, we also wait 7 days from the Moilad to do the Kiddush Levona, to declare the Levona as holy. Bebechinas Shiva Nekiyim. Corresponding to these 7 days of purification, of the that the woman goes through with her husband.